an enthusiastic crowd gathers around Max Gallo as he sets his machine in action.
So it starts with this lever. You pull the balloon and it flips this up so that a marble can roll down.
He's been working on it all week with the help of two classmates, and it's complicated.
Into the tube that rolls down to the second floor and goes through this hole.
Really, really complicated.
Hits dominoes, it hits a mousetrap, which pulls a paper clip that's on a string, causes the pulley to pull, and then flip the page.
All of that just to turn the page of a notebook. But when it works, the crowd goes nuts. Max has created a Rube Goldberg machine. Goldberg was an American cartoonist. He won a 1948 Pulitzer Prize for his political cartoons. But he's best known for drawings of elaborate machines made of everyday items that, after convoluted steps, do something mundane, like turning a page. Max is one of the competitors in this year's Healdsburg Science Fair and Technology Day. Similar competitions are held throughout the United States. I asked Max if the machine was fun to make.
Yeah.
And would he make one again?
Probably.
Brian Kreck, the fair's chairperson, says that machines are just one of the day's offerings. He takes me inside, where simple machines are available for young students to play with.
We have inclined planes, pulleys, a gear and axle, or a wheel and axle, wedges, screws, and levers.
Outside, the older students have used those very same components.
Outside, we have the Rube Goldberg machines, and we ask all the kids to use simple machines as part of the various steps. And so we have a couple simple ultimate goals. So this year, it's turning the page of a book for the third through fifths, and the middle schoolers is taking a picture. So anything that would trigger a camera, basically.
Middle schooler Jack Aiken gives his machine a test run with his dad standing by.
Which the weight will fall down, make the lever, you know, do its thing. And then it'll come up and touch the phone screen, take a picture.
Playing with little gadgets might be what Jack does for the rest of his life.
I want to be a military engineer when I get older, so I like engineering stuff.
Craig says it's rewarding to see students use what they learn in class to build their machines. Discovering an interest in science and technology is what the day is all about.
It allows them to kind of get their hands dirty and actually create things. They set something off, and then they watch how that will flow through the machine, how they will raise a weight or cause something to drop, and then one thing will trigger another, which will trigger another.
Ultimately, Kreck hopes students will see science as more than a set of information, but as a way of thinking.
We're really trying to explain that science is more of a process and a way of exploring the world than it is simply memorizing a whole bunch of stuff. And it's really great to see all the kids running around and enjoying themselves.
As the students set up their machines and squeal in delight when they work, they seem totally unaware of the critical thinking skills they're picking up in the process. And for the moment, that's probably okay. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Healdsburg.